The huge deficit is the rallying point for Tea Party activists who oppose what they see as excessive government spending. There's a Tea Party convention planned this week in Nashville. Those supporters of the movement are having their own internal differences about the way it's being organized. The Tea Party activists have quickly developed a national following, and as NPR's Martin Casti shows in this profile, one Seattle woman has become a star of the movement.
Kelly Carringer was a Tea Partier before there even was a Tea Party movement. As far back as last February, her anti-stimulus package protests were making the news in her hometown of Seattle.
These protesters responding to a call from a local internet blogger who on the web calls herself Liberty Bell.
This is about freedom, individual liberty.
Carringer quickly built a following, and by tax day, she had a real rally on her hands. Taking the stage in the middle of downtown Seattle, Carringer channeled Janis Joplin.
Obama was a brave man, mortgage rate down.
That line, "Obama, won't you bring my mortgage rate down," was YouTube gold. But Carringer's most viral video came later, in August, during the healthcare town hall protests. You may have seen this one. She's at a mic, holding up a $20 bill, challenging Democratic Congressman Norm Dix.
You come and take this $20 from me and use it as a down payment on this healthcare plan.
Yeah!
Months later, that clip still makes Carringer smile.
I tried to boil down, in essence, what makes me so angry about it. It's this idea that he and other people decide what the needs are of society and who's more important and what gets prioritized. And in order to fund those things, they have to take from some people to give to the other people.
Carringer is classic Seattle. She has the hipster glasses, a couple of tattoos, and that certain Northwestern fashion sense. She even works for a nonprofit, teaching math and resume writing to low-income adults. But when it comes to politics, she knows she doesn't fit in this Democratic town.
I was at a place watching the Scott Brown results, and some of us were cheering it on. And this guy came up to me and he goes, why the bizarre reaction to this?
She seems to like getting a rise out of people. In her spare time, she does improv comedy. She also enjoys the social aspect of politics. For instance, she hates to miss the Young Republicans happy hour. These young Republicans, people like Jennifer Fetters, were awed last year by Carringer's ability to rally a crowd.
It sounded really cool, but totally out of my league. So I was impressed that she was willing to start up something like this.
Still, there is a potential ideological divide here. These young people are Republicans, first and foremost, who happen to support the Tea Party movement. For Carringer, it's the other way around.
I think the Tea Party part of me is going to stay, and the Republican part is the more flexible part.
Republican Party leaders are trying to harness that Tea Party energy. Just last week, former Congressman Dick Armey's organization, Freedom Works, invited Carringer and dozens of other Tea Party organizers to Washington for training and networking. But Tea Partiers have shown a willingness to reject Republican candidates that they don't like, and even split the conservative vote. On the other hand, they're not about to start their own party, as evidenced by the backlash within the movement against the Tea Party convention in Nashville. This is a movement where nobody's really in control, and Carringer likes it that way.
We don't have a machine.
Do you want a machine?
Do I want a machine? No. No, if you have a machine, you know exactly where to attack it, you know how to shut it down. If you have 3 million machines coming at you, you have no idea where to turn.
Carringer was invited to speak at the Nashville convention, but the controversy over the event has now given her pause. With only 2 days left, she still hasn't made up her mind whether she's going. She already has her airline ticket, and she'd hate to waste that. But as to the political value of the convention itself, she shrugs it off. Because really, who needs a convention when you've got YouTube? Martin Casti, NPR News.